1, and we will call this meeting of the conference call the State Fish and Wildlife Commission to order. Thank you all for being on board. Did we have someone else join here just in the last moment? Okay. Agenda item A on our list is a petition, beach mining rule changes. This will be a decision. Joe, would you pass this on to the appropriate staff person?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I've got Pat Chapman and Randy Thurston and Morgan Carlson here from the Habitat program, and I think Pat's going to take the lead.
Yep. Good morning, Commissioners. Pat Chapman. I am the Regulatory Services Coordinator and Habitat Program, and I think the last time I talked to you folks was in January 2014 when I briefed you on the mineral prospecting rules that were part of the rule package that Randy was working on and that you adopted late that year. So this is a carry forward on that issue specific to mineral to beach prospecting. And in December of last year, Mr. Dennis Peterson filed a petition with you to repeal the beach prospecting portion of the mineral prospecting rules. And he had essentially four reasons for that. The first was that the department's rule conflicts with the parks rule, and that's Washington State Parks rule on ocean beach prospecting. They had their own rules regarding that. There was no coordination between the department and parks on implementation of our rules associated with beach prospecting. He also felt that there was no agreement with the prospectors when we developed the rules and prior to adoption of those rules. And finally, that our rules conflict with the existing HPAs, hydraulic project approvals, that we previously issued for ocean beach prospecting before those rules were adopted. So those are his reasons. You have 60 days to decide on that petition, and that's what we're here for today. So let me give just a real quick history of the methods we've used to permit beach prospecting in the past. Prior to 2008, the Parks Department and us, neither one of us allowed ocean beach prospecting. That primarily, from our perspective, was because Parks had a rule that did not allow, and I'm paraphrasing, but did not allow removal of resources from the beach. And therefore, they did not conduct a state Environmental Policy Act review of that activity, which we require to have completed before we could issue permits. So we were not legally able to issue permits for beach prospecting, even though we got a number of applications over the year for that. So we had to deny those. The prospectors persuaded enough folks and parks to look into that, resulted in the legislature deciding that they would direct our department and parks to conduct a two-year pilot program to investigate whether beach prospecting could be done with protecting of all the resources of the state and not result in any conflicts with other beach users. So we conducted that pilot project with parks, and that ended in 2011, and essentially found, provided that prospectors didn't follow the rules that we imposed on them in HPAs, that there was no impact to fish life that we could determine, and there really wasn't any impact to other beach users. So following that study, then the Parks Department adopted their own rules and did a CEPA review. And following that, then, since there was a CEPA determination, we could issue permits for those. And from the time period October 2011 to July 2015, when our rules for mineral prospecting kicked in, we issued about 1,500 permits for beach prospecting. So once you adopted the rules for mineral prospecting, including beach prospecting, we included those rules in the Golden Fish pamphlet, which, if you recall, is the permit for mineral prospecting that covers probably 95% of the concerns that prospectors have, and it allowed beach prospecting through the pamphlet without requiring an individual permit. So we saved, you know, thousands of individual permit work that had to be done and applicants submit those applications. So that's the history. We believe and we recommend that you deny the petition to repeal the rules, and I'll give you a little bit of background for that, and I'm certainly willing to entertain questions if you have. First off, regarding the conflict with Parks rules, we don't believe there is a conflict. Parks rules deal with access to the beach and use of resources on the beach. Our rules are restricted to protection of fish life. Parks rules don't deal with fish life. Ours do. And there isn't any conflict there. Their rules are very similar to ours. Ours are more extensive because we're dealing with fish life, and we did negotiate with Parks on both our rules and their rules. So we don't believe there is a conflict there. Regarding whether there was proper coordination with Parks and development of the rules, yes, we do believe we did have proper development. As I said, we worked with Parks and stakeholders as well on developing those rules. We have an agreement with Parks that the Enforcement Division signed in June 2016 that gives authority for both agencies to enforce Parks's infractions on the seashore conservation area, on the beaches. Parks' rules, the violation of their rules are infractions, so we can enforce those. What we are doing in the process right now is Deputy Chief Hobbs is working with Parks to expand that agreement to include enforcement of misdemeanors and other laws on the seashore conservation area. So we're in the process of getting that done. I might point out the Administrative Procedures Act, which deals with the process for adopting rules. While it does require an implementation plan, it doesn't have any kind of deadline on that. So we are in compliance with the Administrative Procedures Act. Regarding agreement with stakeholders with the rules that we propose, there is nothing in the Administrative Procedure Act that requires any kind of agreement. We try to seek agreement and coordination and cooperation whenever we can, and we did that. Randy was in charge of the rulemaking. We had an advisory group developing the rules, and we had two prospectors represented on that group. You recall in the January 2014 meeting, for those that you were on the commission then, that you heard testimony from a number of prospectors that day and in other committee or commission meetings and hearings regarding the rules. So we had a valid open public process, complied with the Administrative Procedure Act, and went well beyond that in requiring. And the comments that we received very few regarding beach prospecting. Of those that we did, though, we did consider those. We didn't recommend any changes, and you didn't adopt any changes. Finally, there was we don't feel there's any conflict with existing HPAs. As I said, we've issued roughly 1,500 individual HPAs for beach prospecting. Many of those are still valid because they're written for 5 years. So if they're still in force, we didn't rescind any of those HPAs. A prospector can either use that individual HPA, if it's still valid, or they can operate under the pamphlet. Now, the pamphlet rules probably are, they're a bit different, slightly different than the individual HPA, but we feel that both are protective of fish life, and therefore we didn't rescind any of those old HPAs. So there really isn't any conflict at all. They can follow one or the other.
If I may ask a question, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Sure.
Were you finished, or did I interrupt you?
No, I have just a couple more points.
Go ahead. That'll be fine.
Okay. The last point that he made, So those are the 4 points that he made. I'd like to point that out that if you do repeal the rules, we still have an obligation if people apply for beach prospecting to address that application. So we feel that prospecting can occur if they follow the provision that we would put in an HPA, and we'd have to issue an HPA, and we would likely have thousands of those to deal with, and they would all be the same, and essentially they'd roughly look like what the conditions are under the pamphlet. So it would require a vast increase in workload for staff to do that, an increase in application requirements for prospectors to do that work. And then we'd also have to issue a new new pamphlet that would remove the beach prospecting requirements in there. Lastly, I want to point out that the department is under a couple of lawsuits right now that's taking a bit of time for us to deal with, one of which was brought by a prospector, Bruce Beatty. That one was heard in Thurston County Court. We expect a decision by early April, but that has taken some work. There's also a lawsuit regarding our general HPA authority that counties and cities have submitted, and that's ongoing as well. So those take a bit of work to do that. So we think the better task for particularly beach prospecting would be in particular let the Beatty case run its course and see what the determination of the court is and can react then. But to repeal the rules before that decision is made, we don't recommend doing that. So that's all I have. I can certainly entertain questions.
This is Commissioner Carpenter. Maybe I missed it, but normally in these petition cases, if I recall correctly, we'll have a staff recommendation. And did you make one or just for a continuance on this, or did I miss that?
No, I said that we recommend you deny the petition to repeal, that you don't repeal the rules. And that is in the summary sheet that was included in your packet.
Thank you.
This is Commissioner Graybill. Are we under some kind of deadline? I'm wondering why we're acting on this prior to the announcement of the ruling that's expected on April 3rd. And I wonder if we shouldn't wait until we see the result of that decision. Or would it have any impact? That's my question. It's procedural more.
It's procedural. It's according to the Administrative Procedure Act, you have 60 days from the point, from the time a petition was submitted to act on that. I don't know. You probably have to talk to your attorney whether you can extend that or continue it. I don't know. But my understanding is you have 60 days from December 28th to act. And in the summary sheet, it actually has the specific language that the university policy issue. So if you look at the second part, the policy issue bringing the commission for consideration, actually it's RCW 3405, which is the Administrative Procedure Act, says commission should deny the petition writing stating its reasons for the denial, specifically addressing the concerns raised by the petitioner, and where appropriate, the alternative means by which it addresses the concerns raised by the petitioner, or initiate rulemaking proceedings. So you either deny it or you say, yes, I agree that we will repeal the rules, and we go through the rulemaking process to repeal that rule.
Okay.
Yeah, within 60 days of December 28th.
This is Commissioner Thorburn. Just sort of a curious question. Is Mr. Beatty's grievance pretty much the same as Mr. Peterson's, or does it have to do with beach mining specifically?
Randy, his current case, is it stress beach prospecting?
No, it's more. Okay. But beach Hi, this is Randy Thurston. His case is more than just the beach prospecting, but beach prospecting is part of his case.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have any additional questions from the
committee? I have a question. This is Commissioner Baker. I'm up in Alaska, and so I haven't read the WAC that that Mr. Peterson is trying to repeal, although I kind of want to. But I did read carefully the briefing materials that were provided. This is a basic question. What is Mr. Peterson trying to get out of this? And the reason that I ask is, in the briefing materials, it makes the same point that you made, in that even if we repeal the rule, the beach prospectors are still going to have to get HPA approvals, and that seems much more onerous if we repeal the rule. So I'm actually just wondering what his objective is.
Yeah, I don't know. Just looking at his petition, he doesn't explain what he expects to result from that. He just asks you to repeal them. But you're right. As I said, if we get applications for beach prospecting, we would have to deal with those.
I'm going to offer speculation. This is Morgan Carlson from the Habitat Program. As I look at the prospecting community generally and their various activities, whether it's with HPA rules or with the legislature or the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee, I think they have, in general, a basic premise that their mining activities are not just approved, but they're encouraged by federal law, by the Mining Act of, 1872. Thank you. And because they believe their activities are encouraged by that very old federal law, they have this fundamental belief that any regulation by states is in conflict with federal law and sort of invalid. And even though, as you say, it doesn't, any of the individual actions don't necessarily result in some specific outcome for them, they're really sort of systematically trying to push back against any regulation of their activity beyond the Mining Act.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for that.
Any other questions from the commission?
This is Commissioner Thorburn. I move to deny the petition to repeal work windows for mineral prospecting in WAC 220-660-300.
We have a motion by Commissioner Thorburn. Do we have a second?
I second.
Was that Commissioner Baker?
I believe that was Commissioner Wecker.
It was Wecker.
Yes.
Oh, pardon me. Okay, we have a second by Commissioner Wecker. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, staff.